This is Albia High School Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to tonight's Albia soccer match against Sheraton here at the Blue Demon Track and Soccer Complex. This is Steve Rockwell coming to you live with Brad Gray at my side. This is a rematch from an earlier game this year. And the Albia Blue Demons won the first matchup 2-1 in a nice, hotly contested match. And tonight, Brad, I think Sheraton comes into town with a little bit of revenge on the mind.
Yeah, I'd imagine after how that went down over there in Sheraton the other night, they were probably a little bit irritated at us.
Yeah, I would think they're probably ready for a little bit of revenge. But from my vantage point, the Blue Demons got what they deserved that night. They fought a little harder on the offensive end of the field, and they defended very nicely that night. Sheraton brings a nice soccer team to the field tonight. I believe they come into the contest 6-3. Overall, and the Blue Demons are in at 4-6 right now.
4-6, yep, I think that's right.
Yep. Tonight we have Skyler Bettis in the starting lineup replacing Mason Cox. I believe Mason Cox with a little bit of a head injury after last week's match in which he got the game-winning goal in the shootout.
Yeah, it was an amazing shootout that night. Out of 10 shots, only one went in, which is unheard of. But anyway, it went our way, so we're glad to have that win.
That's a combination of shots. Players getting too excited, shots going high and wide, and also
or right at the goalie.
Yep, or Jordan Krall, and some of the other goalies that are out there, they'd like to tell you that they were intimidating.
That's right,
made it happen. So, in that contest that night, I give Coach Gary Gravett an awful lot of credit for making a decision to shake things up for the shootout.
Yes, he did. That was a good choice. Experience. Yeah, Jordan's a little bit taller than Gabe, and that went really good.
Absolutely. So here we are. We'll pick up the action here. Tyler Solinger clears the ball high. It's reminiscent of an old pop fly when you're playing a game of 500 out in the yard there. Everybody fighting for it, and Tyler finally gets it cleared up.
So far this game, the ball, we're about a couple minutes into the game now, and the ball's been, Albie's been attacking pretty good. We took the ball on the kickoff. We kicked off and went right down, and then they was able to stop it. We've had the ball on their half quite a bit so far.
Yeah, it's been a good game so far for the midfielders of the Blue Demons, in my opinion. Cody McCarty and Jordan Krall are really carrying the match right now, just waiting for the opportunity to.
There's a goal by Sean Carney.
As I'm speaking, Sheraton makes a run down the right wing just outside of the 18 box. Sean Carney lofts one over the top of the head of Gabe Graber. That was next to impossible. I'm not sure if anybody in the stadium could have stopped that ball the way he lofted it beautifully.
Yeah, he just chipped it right over Gabe's head there in the back far post and went really well. That's his dad's Pat Carney, and
Albia
used to run around with Pat a little bit.
Absolutely, you guys are you know each other. That's for sure. So the Chargers get off to an early start here, 35-52 left in the first half. The Chargers get that 1-0 lead, and this is exactly what we thought would happen is, the Chargers come out, play hard, play a little bit with more intensity to start the game.
Yeah, we should have come up on him a little bit. Now there's a substitution, Shadow Kirkendall, or Leshen, excuse me, comes in for Andy Henderson.
Yep, Shadow gives a lot of energy out there on the field. When he comes onto the field, it's you know Shadow's going to go hard everywhere he's got vision to go. So there's one where Jordan Krall clears it back to Cody Wynn. Cody Wynn, nice turnaround this year. He played well last year, but he's really stepped his game up, Brad.
Yes, he has.
He's in great shape. You see the young man running an awful lot. He's got the dedication for the game of soccer that won't quit, reminiscent of some of the guys from last year that they just love the game of soccer. So there's a ball played forward by Skyler Bettis right to the keeper, a little soft pop-up to the keeper. Played to the midfield, Ben Baker winning the ball in a little bit of a scrum at the midfield stripe, right to Skyler Bettis, over to Cody McCarty. Nice lob pass into the right corner, defended nicely, though, by the Chargers. McCarty deflects it. Looks like Cole Piercebaker with a clear for the Chargers. Ball goes out of play. It'll be a throw-in for the Blue Demons here.
Tanner Kellogg's going to throw that in for us right now.
TK's taking his time finding Jordan Krall in the middle of the field. Plays it up nicely into the right corner. Skyler Bettis is going to have to get on his horse to get there. ball rolls out of play before he gets an opportunity to. It'll be a throw-in for the Chargers. And I apologize to the Charger fans who are listening tonight. I'm not real familiar with some of the players on the field. So
yeah, it might be hard to see their numbers sometimes, too, a little bit. They're coming in.
Yeah, might be a scramble for me to just say a number as opposed to a name. Here's Carney on the right wing, playing it right at the midfield stripe, plays it into the center of the field. A nice little give-and-go opportunity there, defended beautifully by Ben Baker, though. Solinger runs back, clears the ball out of play for a throw-in for the Chargers.
Hopefully Caleb. The rain's going to hold off tonight.
Yeah, it looks as though it was a little intimidating early today, and it got cleared off, got hot, and now it's just sticky. It's just flat-out humid out here.
Ball played up the midfield to Ethan Gray.
Nice little juke at the midfield stripe. Defended nicely by Sheraton, though. Ethan recovers it, gets it over to McCarty on the left side of the field. Nice little one-on-one move by McCarty. Little chuck to get clear. Gives beautiful decision to do a little give-and-go up front. A little run it down for Shadow Leshen. Ball's deflected out of play. It'll be a throw-in for the Blue Demons. Cody McCarty's going to take that throw. My favorite thought right here is for Cody to look at the backside right along the line for Jordan Crawl.
Yeah,
pull that defense, get him a little misdirection, let Jordan come back, and then he'll put the ball into the middle of the field for Ethan Gray if we do this.
I think they're thinking that right now. Hopefully, looks like Sheraton's kind of marking up on
Sheraton pulled
Jordan
out
a little
right
bit.
Yep, pulled out right at the last second.
Looks like one of their kids' numbers not jiving up with our lineup here.
Ball played by Carney. Defended wonderfully by Andy Henderson, and Henderson does a great job shielding with the ball and draws a foul on Sean Carney from Sheraton. We'll have a free kick for the Blue Demons.
You don't get too many of those going our way.
You don't get very many at all. Nice ball by Cody Wynn. That looked like it had a lot of freedom to get to Ethan Gray, but it was headed right at the last
second. Their defender just headed it right before it got to Ethan, and now we get a corner. McCarty's going to take the corner on the...
It looks like...
Up on the north side there, looks like.
Looks like we had another substitution for the Blue Demons. Andy Henderson's back in the game here. Let's run down the starting line or the lineup that's on the field for the Blue Demons. We've got Tanner Kellogg, Tyler Solinger, and Shadow Leshen now has dropped back to play defender. Actually, I stand corrected. Cody Wynn in the middle of the defensive line, and then Solinger pulled up to take a crack at this corner kick. And that was a nice play by McCarty to get it across the field to Andy Henderson. It was defended beautifully by Sheraton to clear it out. But
Tuttle still chases it down.
Still
passes
controlled
back
by the
to
Blue
Kellogg.
Demons. That's what I like
up
to see.
Up to
that
Solinger.
Nice short passing game. Controlled, disciplined soccer by the Blue Demons here. Then Sheraton intercepts a pass, and now we're running the other side. It's a 2-on-5, though, right now, Brad. Not much worry at that point unless somebody loses a
looks like they're offside. They come back now.
Yeah, we got an offside call. We got an offside call against Ethan Gray going the other way as we cleared it upfield. Ethan got caught on a bounce, deflected off of a player. He was clean until that next deflection off of the player, and then that made him be in an offside position. Unfortunate for the Blue Demons. Ball's played up to Ronnie Christensen. Stolen away by Ethan Gray. Nice little battle. Christensen comes away with it, but the challenge from Gray leads it to an errant pass to Jordan Crawl. Picks it up in the middle of the field, plays it to the right side to Anthony Tuttle, who's taking it down the wing. Tried to play it into the middle of the field for McCarty, and it's deflected by the Sheraton defense.
A little bit of pushing and shoving out there a little bit right now. Not too bad.
A little bit. Not as bad as what you might think in a nice heated rivalry like this. Gabe Gravert takes the ball from Cole Piercebaker and corrals it with no real serious threat on the net that time by Piercebaker. Piercebaker is the leading. Yep, that should be a clear handball.
Free kick. Looks like we're going to set it up quick.
McCarty takes it to the left side. Ethan Gray, who is all alone on the left side. Good correction by the Sheraton defense. Oh, Gray shot wide left by maybe 6 inches from this angle. It was a nice shot. It was a good play by McCarty to start it. Great presence of mind by Gray to jump forward and play off of that quick set by McCarty. It'd be a goal kick coming out for the Chargers. We are now at 30 minutes left in the first half here on KIIC's broadcast of the Albia Blue Demons soccer match against the Sheraton Chargers. The Blue Demons trail right now 1-0, but not for lack of effort,
there's
not for lack of control.
There's a short kick by the goalie right to Skyler. Skyler couldn't quite bring it down like he wanted.
No Sheraton Charger up front to track down that loose ball, and Solinger clears out of play nicely. We're going to try and set the Albia Blue Demon lineup again. We have Gray and Bettis up front. We have Cody McCarty, Jordan Crawl, Anthony Tuttle, and Andy Henderson in the middle of the field at the midfield positions. Then we have Tanner Kellogg, TK's on the right wing. defender, Cody Wynn, Solinger, and Shadow Leshen playing the other defender positions. Cleared out of play by
Andy Henderson.
It'll be a throw-in. Christensen's going to take the throw-in for the Chargers. The Blue Demons have everybody pretty well covered. Andy Henderson had a great opportunity there, just deflected it off his leg and out of play. But every Sheridan Charger offensively was covered.
Yeah,
we're
marking up good now. I think we kind of woke up a little bit. They kind of snuck that goal in on us quick. We wasn't quite ready.
Yeah.
Has happened sometimes.
Nice throw in from Christensen to Carney, stolen away with great effort by Shadow Leshen. Deflected out of play.
Substitutions coming in now.
Got three guys checking in for the Blue Demons here. Looks to me as if
we got, looks like Caleb Gray.
Caleb Gray.
Aaron Ambrose and Colton Dorpinghouse checking in for the Blue Demons.
Yep. A couple of good, talented freshmen coming in, getting a lot more minutes as the season goes on here for the Blue Demons, getting a little bit deeper bench, and that'll only help the Blue Demons down the stretch run to get ready for postseason play. Cody Wynn's throw into Jordan Crawl.
Nice.
Played beautifully to the left corner to Ethan Gray. He's around the Sheridan defender. He's alone in the box. He takes it. He hooks it, and he pulls it wide left.
Oh, my goodness.
That was one that he had everything but the goal. He did. It was a great setup from Crawl. Terrific dribbling by Gray to beat the defender. He got a hook on the body and turned the corner on him, and we just didn't quite finish it.
Overhooked. Overturned. His hips got turned just a little bit more than they needed.
Could be a little too excited trying to tie the game.
Yeah.
You and I don't know that feeling of what it takes down on the field to finish that play when you're down one.
When you got one at your heels and you got one in front of you.
Absolutely. Here's a goal kick taken by the Chargers. Coming out, cleared out of play by the Blue Demons. Looked like Aaron Ambrose headed that one out of play.
Hobby's getting a few chances. We're going to just keep hanging in there and keep plucking away at it, and we're going to wear them down here, I think.
Yeah, I think sheer numbers game here for the Blue Demons. We're shuffling more players in and out of the playing field, so I think eventually it will catch up for the Blue Demons, and we'll start running down the Sheridan Chargers a little bit. Ball's played up into the we have apparently a throw-in. They must call the ball over the touchline out of play. Throw-in for the Chargers. Throws it into the corner.
Aaron Ambrose takes it.
Clears it, plays it back in towards the center of the field. Kind of in my coaching book, that was a nice thought to get that ball back to a teammate, but it's almost a cardinal sin sometimes to play a soft pass into the middle of the field.
Yeah, it's very dangerous because you never know who's going to. There was a kind of a shot by Sheridan, went wide, and Gabe went to block it and just touched it with his finger, and it went out the back line. So now Sheridan sets up for their corner.
Looks like we have
Pischbacher taking that shot.
Yeah,
or
he
cross.
Did. He did a nice job getting the ball into the center of the field, but it was deflected over the touchline by the Blue Demons. Defended nicely. The Blue Demons are marking up very well right now in these corner kick situations. I mean, this is one of the plays, Brad, that quite frankly most goals are scored in corner kick situations as play develops into a higher degree of capabilities from the player.
There's a nice ball he served to the middle, just headed over the net by Sheridan.
Yeah, Cole Pierce-Baker is the leading scorer for the Sheridan Chargers, has been for the last 2 years, and again this year, I believe. Cole's a nice player, had an opportunity to coach him in my days when I was coaching some of the Albie boys and Centerville and Sheridan combined teams. Real nice player, good kid with a great attitude. Colton Dorpinghouse tries to play the ball off of a bounce, but unfortunately it was over the touchline. Christensen from Sheridan does a real nice flip throw-in. One of those plays that most coaches kind of say
grimace at a little bit.
Yeah, let's control the throw rather than look good doing it. But it is a nice throw. When you get it perfected, you can really get
got
a throw
a lot of
that
heat
ball.
On it.
Yep, absolutely. It was a good throw. It was just right at Shadow Leshen's head. Shadow did a nice job heading it out. We have another substitution for the Blue Demons coming in here. Looks as though Skyler Bettis coming in for Ethan Gray. And so that still gives the Blue Demons a throw in. Loose in the middle of the field. Cody McCarty just misses a left-footed kick at the net. We just had a young man come up here and question if that flip throw is legal or not. And yes, it is, as long as the ball is released while both feet are on the ground. It is definitely a legal throw.
So it's a judgment call.
Judgment call. Yeah, the referee has to really look close to see when that ball gets released, because I'm pretty sure that throw might have been released a little before the feet got to the ground. But you want to take advantage of that momentum. That's why
that's
the kids
sure.
do that.
Yeah. Dakota used to do that throw last year a little bit.
Yes, he did. He could throw the ball without doing the somersault, but you know, it's one where he always got a little extra umph on it.
It's a big dividend when you got somebody that can throw the ball in well and really can throw it for distance. You can sneak it in there to the middle of the field, and a lot of teams ain't ready for that.
Absolutely. I reminisce back to the days of Big Nick Crawl playing on the high school soccer team, and he could really put some heat on the ball when he'd throw it.
There's a ball in the middle. Oh!
Another opportunity for the Blue Demons. Loose ball in front of the net. The keeper from Sheraton comes out to make a challenge on the play.
I think their defender kicked it out because I think either Colton or Cody might have was close to getting a foot on that. I'm not sure.
Yep, that is very true.
Got pretty busy in there real quick, and their defender just kicked it out the back line just to...
Yep, I believe Lane Blue is playing that kind of a sweeper type of position for the Sheraton Chargers tonight, and he's done a nice job back there. He reacts well to the ball. He cleans things out in a hurry. We've got 23 minutes left here in the first half, and the Blue Demons trail 1-0 to the Sheraton Chargers. We're going to send it back to the studio to Scott Fry to get a quick timeout and some words from those very valuable sponsors of ours.
When you are looking for a way to pay tribute to your loved one, think of something that will last for many years and many generations to see. A monument will accomplish this. You can put it all in stone. Pictures, sayings, whatever you can imagine can be etched in the monument of your choosing. Senate Pierschbacher Funeral Home can help you in choosing the monument that best fits your needs. Call Senate Pierschbacher at 932-5197 and ask how you can get a discount on your monument.
The BCS, the Super Bowl, Final Four, the Cyclones, and local sports. We're Southern Iowa's sports leader, Thunder Country, KIIC.
Welcome back to tonight's contest with the Albia Blue Demons playing against the Sheraton Chargers here in Albia. It's a tight contest, 1-0 the Sheraton Chargers lead. I've got Brad Gray beside me here. Brad, the Blue Demons have controlled an awful lot of the game, but we just haven't been able to find the back of the net. We had another opportunity with Ethan Gray coming down. Caleb Gray. Maybe Caleb will be the second most confused player in my vocabulary. Yeah, yeah. So, because Ethan is definitely the first. Last year we confused him and Derek about every time they touched the ball. So, but the Blue Demons are playing good soccer. The Sheraton Chargers are playing a little bit better round of soccer tonight than what they did last time we saw them down at Sheraton here in the first half anyhow. We've got to throw into Jordan Crawl.
There's a nice kick.
Played over to Tuttle, and Tuttle put the ball right at the net, but the keeper came out and made a nice play on that ball, Brad.
Let me explain what a sweeper is there, too, Steve.
Well, a sweeper, depending on who you've got coaching, a lot of coaches like to play a high sweeper or a low sweeper, and in my book tonight, the sweeper position is one that is kind of the last line of defense. He's the guy that's tasked with cutting the ball off no matter where it's at.
He's a dominating athlete,
absolutely. He's probably, a lot of times, your keeper is possibly your best athlete because he's got to come out and attack balls, and he's got to be able to kick, and he's got to be able to jump. But the sweeper is probably your most athletic player on the field of play.
He's fast and can really use his feet, and that's...
Typically tall, a little lanky, yep. Garrett Crawl from Norwalk was a terrific... He played a lot of midfield sweep position for Norwalk, and got a full ride to, well, I shouldn't say full ride because I don't know, but he got a nice scholarship opportunity to play at Drake University. Sheraton now is controlling the action here in the onset of this play, and Ethan Gray steals it away, sends it back down to the Albia side of the ball. Jordan Crawl, with some great effort, steps over a couple of defenders, kicks at the ball, and played it into the upper third, the offensive third for the Blue Demons, but unfortunately just a step ahead of the step behind the ball, and Sheraton defender got it to him.
And one thing with a sweeper, you have to, it's hard to attack in the middle sometimes because a lot of teams try to attack there, but you got that man sometimes deep and you pass right into the teeth of their defense, so you got to attack to the right or left.
It's the sweeper position can make or break a game, that's for sure. Yeah. If he understands how to play the sweeper position really well, then you defensively you're going to really stand an opportunity to keep your opponents away from the net. Sheraton clears the ball out midfield. Anthony Tuttle with a head gets a head on it and knocks the ball out of play.
Sheraton put a body on him so he couldn't get a full hit on it.
Yep. It was an unfortunate play there, but there was a little bit of contact deflected the body just enough to make the ball go out of play.
And while he was away, Sheraton did have one nice shot on goal that went right to Gravert. Nice hard shot. Was able to stop it. Sheraton with a throw in now.
Tanner Kellogg steals the ball, turns it right back upfield, gets it to Gray on the right wing. Unfortunately, and there, great half effort by Ethan Gray gets by.
That's Caleb.
I'm sorry, Caleb Gray. What's Caleb's number?
27. Now Ethan has the ball.
Now Ethan's got it on left wing. Stops dead in his tracks, sends it back out to Colton Dorpinghouse. He put a nice shot on net, but just over top the crossbar. That was a really nice play from Ethan Gray to Colton Dorpinghouse. We'll have a goal kick coming out for Sheraton at this point. We have 19 minutes left to play in the first half. Sheraton still leads 1-0, Brad, but the opportunities that the Blue Demons are getting lead you to believe that we're going to have a real good chance of tying this match pretty soon.
Yeah, we could easily have two goals. That last one Ethan should have had, probably, I'd imagine, dead to rights, but just kind of hooked a little more than he wanted.
Nice play by Tanner Kellogg, knocking the ball away from a Sheraton Charger that was making a run up to the upper left corner on a loose ball, but Kellogg knocks it out of play. Referee stops play for a second here for a substitution.
Shouldn't be any subs. It's our guy. I don't know what happened there.
No. He's calling for the throw-in now.
Yeah.
Yep, calling back for the throw-in. A little confusion there. Sometimes the referee, the game tries to go faster than what the referees are ready to allow. Ethan Gray with a nice header.
Caleb.
Caleb's on the right side. Ethan's on the left.
Caleb's
to McCarty on the right.
More meat. Here, Ethan's
to
got
Ethan
it.
In the middle of the field. Just missed an opportunity there. Sheraton does a nice job clearing the ball out of play.
We're getting some good runs at him here, I think. But Sheraton's defense, like I say, they're smart. They know how to step up when needed.
Yep, absolutely. I think if we can put together two or three nice short, quick passes inside of the box here, it'll change the way that defense is going to play, because right now they're playing aggressive on passing angles. And we start pulling them out, they'll think we're going to go with that long pass. We start doing some shorter passing game, and I think we'll get to them. But Sheraton has done a great job defending us once we get into the box.
Jordan Krall and Skylar Bettis check in for the two freshmen, Caleb and Colton.
Now I won't miss Caleb on the field.
Now Albia's awarded another corner kick. And it'll be Cody McCarty serving it up again from the south.
We've got Jordan Krall drawing traffic on the backside of the net. The ball just goes over his head. It was a good idea to cut tight into the net because McCarty was putting it on.
I think Albie's going to Tyler Solinger chases it down, serves it back up middle.
That's a good header by Sheraton's defender. I can't catch that number, so therefore I can't give you the name.
Number five, if it's got the headband.
Number five, it's Mike Mossback, I believe, and I apologize if I mispronounce that name, but Anthony Tuttle deflects the ball right to Skylar
Bettis. Comes back and gets it.
Lots of header activity in the middle of the field. Cody Wynn, Tanner Kellogg, now it's up front. Oh, deflection off of Skylar Bettis' shoulder, otherwise he had a good run going into the right corner. Tanner Kellogg deflects the ball out of play. Good idea there by Tanner, because the Sheraton offensive player had a great run on the ball. If he was to catch that ball and take it away from him, it would have been one on the keeper. Andy Henderson comes back. Nice little push by Carney. Not an illegal push, but it was one where he just created a little space with a little arm and got Andy Henderson out of his way to create an opportunity, but the ball rolls out of play at the same time.
Mainly the defender don't want to get too fancy. You just want to keep your body between your opponent and the goal, and you'll be fine.
That is exactly right. Solinger with a nice throw into the back to Cody Wynn. Cody then gets a little pressure, and he has to kick it out of play for a throw-in for the Chargers.
Yeah, you didn't want to hold on to that too much there with Sean Carney bearing down on you.
Exactly right.
He already has one goal tonight. Don't want to give him another one.
He's shown his prowess putting the ball in the net already, that's for sure.
I believe he's a senior this year.
Yep, he is a senior this year, and he is also the third leading scorer tied for second leading scorer on the Charger roster. Neither one of these two teams, Brad, this season are tremendous offensive threats. I mean, they can put the ball in the net when they get the opportunities. But it's not like last year's Blue Demon squad, where we were up and down, fast-paced game, and we wanted to put the ball in the net as many times as we possibly could. The thing I noticed today, nice challenge by Ethan Gray, just corralled by the Sheraton keeper before Ethan could get his foot on it and get a strike at the net. The thing I noticed today, doing a little homework for the game, this year's soccer squad and Albia's soccer squad from last year are averaging almost the same amount of goals per game given up defensively. Which is kind of surprising when you think about it. Mm-hmm. Because last year at this point, I think we were 8-2 or 9-1 somewhere in that area, and this year we're 4-6. But the defense has played really sound, solid soccer, and they've kept the ball from getting in the net an awful lot this year. Headed out of play by the Blue Demons, I believe. Nope, they're saying it's going the other way. Sheraton headed it out, and the Blue Demons get the ball.
I know the chemistry, excuse me, just isn't quite there yet offensively for us some ways. I mean, the other kids last year, they got to play together for several years and really knew before the move what was going to happen, you know.
There's no doubt about it. Those
and they had a good coach coming up through, didn't they?
I think maybe Rudy Riley or somebody.
No, I thought it was you.
I don't know. One of us did some work with them. I don't know who it was, though. We'll take credit for the kids.
That's right.
The kids did a great job. They all loved the game, and it was an easy group to coach. You know, they never gave you a whole lot of trouble, and they had that strong desire to win and get better, and that was an awful lot had an awful lot to do with it. Now, in defense of this year's squad offensively, you're right. You lose about 85% of your scoring from last year, and which was the most prolific scoring team in Albia history. You know, I think the fans had to expect a little different level of game to be played, and I think Coach Gravert has really put the emphasis on midfield play and defense this year, and really has done a good job adjusting to what you're saying is that lack of experience is what I would say it is.
There, Bobby Belzer stepped up good. There's a Sheraton had a shot. Bobby stepped right in and just put his body between. Now Albia gets the call and for a free kick.
Yeah, we look at this lineup that's on the field right now. You can name McCarty and Crawl as seniors, and Solinger is not on the field right now, I don't believe.
And I don't think, is that while there's their track meet tonight?
Solinger is taking the free kick back there for us. So we have three seniors on the field, and the rest are a couple of juniors and then freshmen and sophomores. So this team will come together, and I think they're going to be pretty explosive offensively when it all comes together.
You know, and really, we should have a few goals. I know Ethan, he just being his dad, I can say he's had a shooter's block. I mean, he's had a lot of goals, a lot of shots missed by 6 or 8 inches. He just can't figure it out yet, but he's going to get it.
I think this year he's taken the – that's a nice shot by Ethan Gray right there, good strong right foot, put the ball at the keeper. Unfortunately, it just one hopped and it hopped right into the breadbasket of the keeper.
I'd like to see him went far post there, but
yeah, it's hard when you're when that
player's
on the
up
field.
Here.
Yep, we got a great angle. We can see.
I can see the whole field from up here.
But I feel your pain on the parent side of it. Yeah. I said for a couple of years that Derek had the same thing. You know, he'd shoot and he got some good goals, some good critical goals for us in game situations. But some of the easy ones, you think, boy, how could you miss that? But then last year, I think he more than made up.
For it.
He made me feel pretty good last year. So it was a great team last year, and this year I think is from what I've seen, this year's squad has been very, very good, and they're very tough defensively.
Header up by Ethan Gray just into the defense. Headed to McCarty, but Sheraton had to kick it out. Albia gets a fresh set here. Thrown in by Solinger to Gray. Bellies it. Passes back to Solinger.
That ball
just went a little outside.
Out of play. We're going to send it back to Scott. We've got about 12 minutes left in the first half here. We're going to send it to Scott in the studio for some more words from our sponsors.
Hey guys, this is Big T at Big T Auto Credit in Knoxville, Iowa. We have a great selection of pre-owned trucks, vans, SUVs, and cars. Good credit, bad credit, no credit, we provide financing with affordable down payments and payday payments. We allow you to check each and every vehicle out before you buy. Big T Auto Credit offers buy here, pay here, and is located at 401 East Main Street in Knoxville. Come see us Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m., Saturday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. We're closed Wednesday and Sundays. Big T Auto Credit, 2 blocks east of Knoxville Square.
There's an event going on now at Barker Implement that should have you seeing green, lots of green, on your property. The lowest prices of the year and the lowest possible financing rates are available on John Deere compact utility tractors, Select and EasyTrack lawnmowers, and Gator XUVs. John Deere's Green Tag event is only available at Barker Implement through the month of May. So learn how you can save at ebarkers.com or visit any of our 8 Barker Implement locations. Powered by green, driven by values.
This is Albia High School Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
Welcome back to the Albia Soccer Complex, where the Sheraton Chargers have a 1-0 lead over the Blue Demons with 10.5 minutes left in the first half. The Chargers have had a couple of opportunities. They made good on them. They made good on one of the two. And the Blue Demons have not made good on their opportunity, Brad. So
just haven't capitalized yet.
It sounds like on the field you hear good communication. You hear the Blue Demons talking to each other. I think the energy has been really strong from both sides of the teams this week. And, you know, the Blue Demons coming off of that emotional win against Mid Prairie Tuesday.
Yeah, that was quite a finish there. We had to, instead of going into overtime because there was either a band concert or something like that, we moved the game up, and then we just went to shots right after the game that was tied, and Albie ended up coming up on top.
Pierce Baker plays the ball into the middle of the field for the Chargers. Bobby Belzer plays it. Lane Blue sends one from about 35 yards away from the net. He sends it up and over. It would have been good from about 50, it looked like to me, if we were on the football field.
While we're right at break, a couple players come back in for Albia. We have Tanner Kellogg and Cody Wynn both check back in. Now we have Bobby Belzer moving up to the midfield position.
Jason Blue checks in for Sheraton at this time, takes out Sean Carney. Ball played up from Soliger to Ethan Gray. Played out of play. Throw in for the Chargers.
Uh-oh.
Jason Blue to Pierce Baker had a good opportunity to play one off his chest. It just took a weird hop off of the grass, and he couldn't quite get to it. But he had a great give-and-go opportunity cooking on that last possession.
I guess Caleb checked back in up on the front position, I guess, for Skyler. A few things happened, I guess, while we went to break.
Yes, they did. Defensively, the Blue Demons are still set. They have Kellogg, Solinger, Wynn, and Leshen in the back. Bobby Belzer is playing a midfield position. McCarty, Tuttle, and Jordan Crawl in the midfield. Then we have Gray and Gray. This will be it. I'm just going to say Gray from here out.
Yeah,
the ball hits
the Gray
line.
Boys.
Played up nice defense by Shadow Leshen there. He has presence of mind to correct his defensive position and come back to play Jason Blue, knowing that he was the only man left to play offense against him on that one after he made a challenge.
No choice there but to kick that out the back line.
The Chargers here facing the Blue Demons here facing a Charger corner kick. Looks as though that's going to be Cole Pierce Baker, I believe, taking that kick. No, that's Ace of St. Lawrence.
Yeah,
I'm
Ace
sorry.
Of St. Lawrence, yeah, number two.
Ace of St. Lawrence is taking that, and he's playing it to
nice
Pierce
ball.
Baker on the back side.
Just had his head held wrong.
Couldn't quite get to it.
Ball
actually,
went way
Jason,
wide.
That was Jason Blue coming off the back side. They switched positions, and he came from the back side.
Reset for Albia. Gabe Grabert in a goal. Tyler Solinger. Cody McCarty. Tanner Kellogg. Shadow Leshen are all in the back.
Nice header by McCarty backwards to Belzer, but it was played
little
off
handball,
handball.
Yeah. Midfield, we have our two seniors, anchor in the middle, Cody McCarty, Jordan Crawl. On the sides, we have Bobby Belzer, and I believe Anthony Tuttle. And then up front, we have Ethan and Caleb Gray.
I believe that's the first time. I'm a little taken aback by this call. It's the first time that the referee allowed a player to go ahead and place the ball on the ground for a free kick after a handball. Placed it on the ground, turned around and began to watch play, and then he whistles for the play to come back. I'm a little confused as to what the referee is doing because he allowed the player to place it himself. The ball by Shadow Leshen, played out to St. Lawrence for the Chargers. Bobby Belzer with a nice takeaway. Pierce Baker gets called for the handball. We've done a nice job keeping Cole Pierce Baker away from shots.
Yes,
tonight.
We have, yeah.
He's usually the one guy on the Sheraton squad that every time we played him for the last 4 years, I always think, hey, he's going to get his. You know, you got to find a way to shut him down. The Sheraton always has that nice supporting cast.
There's a breakthrough.
There's a nice breakaway. Caleb Gray on the backside. Good correction defensively. Real nice correction
just,
defensively by the Chargers.
Half a step short.
Absolutely. The Sheraton defender stepped in right in front when Caleb Gray was taking a crossing. I'm not sure if it was a pass to the opposite side because it looked like we had good position on the back side of the net for them, or if he was trying to put the ball in the net. A lot of times players with offensive minds like Caleb and Ethan Gray, they'll play that ball up in front of the net hoping that a defender deflects it.
Yeah.
Looks so like the Blue Demons with a corner kick.
Oh, I
nice
thought Jordan was going to step in on that, but the goalie stepped right up in front of him.
Nice play by Kellen Cornett, the Sheraton goalkeeper. Played back out, Solinger with it.
Pushing it up.
Good challenge. Cole Pierce Baker and Solinger. Good play against each other there. Good clean play. Cody Wynn clears it back. It appears that Austin Berlin. Played out by Anthony Tuttle there. Good decision by Tuttle to get the ball out of play. Too many numbers that time for Sheraton. No reason to take a chance of playing with the ball in the middle of the field.
Yeah. A lot of one touches.
Cody Wynn plays the ball out, plays it upfield to Jordan Crawl in the middle of the field. Just a little mishandle there, but he comes back, gets it, good footwork, plays the ball. Good defense by the sweeper again there that time. There's Ethan Gray, got a great opportunity.
Oh,
had the goalie down. He slipped just as he was kicking it. And I think if Ethan had a half a second longer to make that decision, he would have seen that keeper was starting to slip just as he kicked the ball.
It's getting in his head now a little bit. Hopefully he'll regroup here.
Ethan had a great opportunity there. He just lifted it. He had no choice but to put the ball in the air because the keeper was still making a good charge. He's a tall keeper.
Yeah.
And he came at him, and Ethan did a good job just to get the shot off. But then when the keeper started that slip, it was like, oh, I wish I had that one back. So the Chargers have a goal kick coming out. Plays upfield to Caleb Gray. Nice defense. Steals the ball away. Lots of contact on that play. That sequence of events was a lot of contact, Brad.
Caleb likes pushing a little bit.
Well, that's okay. As long as the referee thinks it's okay, it's a good, clean play. Plays it over to Anthony Tuttle. Stolen away by the Chargers.
Uh-oh.
Nice correction by Bobby Belzer. Hayes of St. Lawrence, and here's the guy. Cole Piercebaker with the ball at about 25 yards out, goes around Kellogg, and then good play by Tuttle to step in and take
right
the ball
in there,
away.
Yeah. He was approaching that goal with a little bit of confidence, and cross by Caleb up.
Good challenge by Ethan. Look at that. He comes from nowhere to get in front of the defender and get the ball. Plays it back out to McCarty. Cleared out. Good decision by the Chargers defensively to clear that ball out of play. We've got 3 minutes left in the first half here on KIIC's broadcast of the Blue Demon Soccer. Sheraton leads right now 1-0 on a goal by Sean Carney.
That was within a minute or two of the game start. Since then, it's been a pretty tough competition.
Has been a good back-and-forth match. The ball's never stayed on one side of the field more than the other, in my opinion. So far, it's been probably a 50-50 possession game right now. Blue Demons win possession on that battle, come out of it with a throw-in. Cody Wynn will take the throw. Got Bobby Belzer checking back towards the defensive side, and we're bringing Shadow Leshen up for a little bit more speed possibly, although Bobby is a pretty quick little guy himself.
Ball right at McCarty's feet, couldn't handle it, just rolled out of bounds. Sheraton substitution right now.
Christensen will take the throw in for the Chargers.
A couple of the unsung heroes that we never mention are the ball boys or ball girl, isn't it, Steve?
Well, yeah, that's exactly
right.
They
do a lot of work.
They do a lot of work, and they keep the game flowing. Otherwise, there'd be a lot of downtime in a soccer match. And I know, from a player's perspective, my guys always, when I was coaching, they always appreciated it because we always preached to get the ball back in play just as quick as you can. Don't give that other team time to rest. Cody McCarty now will take the throw for the Blue Demons, throws it into the left corner for Ethan Gray. Good defensive battle there with Christensen. Gray crosses it over to the right side, just over the top of Jordan Crawl's head, which is a great opportunity to play the header. Loose ball at the 18-yard mark.
That was almost a little bit of a mistake by the Sheraton defender
there.
Yes,
it was. You'd like to make them pay for those miscommunication plays where two guys are standing at the ball and they let the ball sit for about a half a second, and you just want to put a strike on the net. Wynn throws it into Solinger. Plays it up to Sheraton, steps in nicely. Mossback with the play for the Chargers. Blue Demons then had it out of play. Throw in by Ace of St. Lawrence here for Sheraton. Throws it in to Piercebaker.
Nicely defended by Cody Wynn.
Deflected off. Cody stepped in beautifully, knocked it out of play again. Piercebaker looks like he wants to take this throw this time, try to get something going from his position.
A little senior leadership there, wanting to step in.
Yep. Yeah, put that ball down. He knows that the ball doesn't need to be always in the center of the field. He wants to get that ball down into the corner and create some opportunities offensively.
Now Albia is awarded a throw in.
We're inside 40 seconds now in the first half. Cody Wynn with a great throw upfield. Defended nicely by Sheraton on that play. Piercebaker launches it back towards the 18-yard mark for their offensive third. McCarty heads it out. Plays it upfield. Shadow Leshen with a nice deflection. Couldn't quite get back to it, but he and Jordan Crawl were looking to make a run. Anthony Tuttle plays it forward on the right side. Out of play, unfortunate, because Blue Demons had a good run opportunity going. We're down to the final 10 seconds here for the first half. Sheraton plays the ball up. They've got a great run on the left wing. time will probably run out before they get a shot off, and it does. That brings the first half to a close here at the Albia Soccer Complex with the Blue Demons trailing the Sheraton Chargers 1-0 on a Sean Carney goal. Beautiful kick led to that 1-0 lead early in the game. Since then, Brad, it's been nothing but an even game. We're going to send it back to the studio, get some more words in from the sponsors, and we'll come right back with a little bit of a synopsis of the first half. You're listening to 96.7 Thunder Country KIIC.
Hi, it's Amanda from Garver Animal Health Center in Albia. Our team consists of 7 veterinarians and a large, experienced caring support staff who are eager to serve you. Our large animal veterinarians work southern Iowa and northern Missouri. We provide complete care to companion animals at 3 locations. Give us a call at Animal Health Center of Oskaloosa, 673-5525, Animal Health Center of Knoxville at 828-2101, and Garver's Animal Health Center in Albia at 932-3455.
Let's face it, sooner or later you're going to need a loan. When you need to buy a car, when you need to buy a house, or when your business is growing. And that's where we come in, because we loan money. We've helped your friends and neighbors for years. We're local. And with us, you don't have to prove that you don't need a loan in order to get one. We're an equal housing lender. First Iowa State Bank, member FDIC. Albia and Eddyville. Then, now, and always.
Credit Avenue West in Oskaloosa is here to offer you some great deals on wheels with our own in-house financing and with low interest and terms that fit your budget, and all vehicles paid off in less than 2 years. That's right, less than 2 years. And all vehicles come with a 24-hour roadside assistance free of charge. And you may have your vehicle checked out by your own mechanic before you buy it. So stop in and see me, Jimmy, here at Summers Car Credit Avenue West in Oskaloosa.
Get your springtime party ready with Jim and Charlie's Affiliated Foods on North Clinton in Albia. This week, regular, diet, and caffeine-free Pepsi and Mountain Dew 24 packs are $6.99 plus deposit. 12-inch tombstone pizzas in assorted varieties are 3 for $9.99. Tostitos and Sun Chips, 13-ounce packages, just $2.99. And buy a wine from close to home with Tassel Ridge Wines, just $7.99 plus deposit.
It's time for the Polaris XP sales event. Sportsman XP, Ranger XP, RZR XP. 3 extreme machines, 1 extreme event. Get huge rebates and great financing right now during the Polaris XP sales event. Hurry into CNC Custom Cycle in Sheraton for rebates up to $1,000 and financing as low as 3.99% on select models from the world's best-selling power sports lineup. You heard right. Financing as low as 3.99% and rebates up to $1,000 on legendary Sportsman, Powerful Ranger, and razor sharp RZRs. Deals this extreme won't last long. Hurry into CNC Cycle in Sheraton before April 30th for huge rebates and great financing during the Polaris XP sales event. Visit CNC Cycle on the web at cc-cycle.com. CNC Cycle in Sheraton, they're a good deal better. Offer ends April 30th. Rebates vary by financing model and rates based on credit. See your participating Polaris dealer for details. ATVs can be hazardous to Polaris operate. Adult models are for riders age 16 and older. Always wear a helmet and be sure to take a training course. Polaris Rangers are not intended for on-road use.
Are you still searching for the hometown store with hometown values that will still be around next year? Mick Furniture in Albia has been in business for over 50 years and is a family-owned and operated hometown store. Mick Furniture is your local Whirlpool dealer. Mick Furniture has the new Whirlpool French door refrigerator, Gabriel top-load washers and dryers, dishwashers and microwaves, with many options to choose from. So when you need to replace any of your appliances, check out the selection of Whirlpool appliances at Mick Furniture on the west side of the Albia Square. At Hammer Medical Supply, we understand the importance of providing top-quality respiratory care to you and your loved ones. No matter what your respiratory needs, home or portable oxygen, CPAP equipment and supplies, or a nebulizer machine, you can be confident about the care you receive from our experienced staff, allowing you to breathe easy with respiratory equipment from Hammer Medical Supply. Stop in today to our Sheraton store at 914 Court Avenue or give us a call at 641-774-4600.
Hi, this is Elizabeth Walker with Sheraton Valley Electric Cooperative. It's time to think about making your home or business ready for summer. Did you know the Sheraton Valley Electric Cooperative's website offers energy-saving tips and information? Find out how small changes can make a big difference when you take the Energy Savings Home Tour. Find us on the web at cvrec.com. Once you are there, click on Services to find a great list of energy efficiency resources. Do your wallet a favor this winter by checking it out. This is a message from your local Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
Our friendly service and convenient locations are just another reason to bank with People's State Bank. Hi, I'm Vicki with People's State Bank, and we are here to help you with all your banking needs. Stop in and see Jenny, Nikki, or myself at People's State Bank. People you know, people you trust. Member FDIC.
People's State Bank's drive-up location is open until 6 p.m. It's convenient, and we're there to help you when you get off work and need to do your banking business. Hi, I'm Julie. Stop by the Motor Bank and talk to Jeannie, Carolyn, or myself. People's State Bank, people you know, people you trust. Member FDIC.
How's the game going?
Well, Scott, so far the game has been Sheraton's way on the scoreboard, but it's been pretty much an even match in my book as far as gameplay. It's been a very good back-and-forth match. Sean Carney pulled in his fourth goal of the year with the nice little lob pass or lob shot over top of Gabe Gravert.
Yeah, I suppose a good 20, 25-yard shot, and Gabe kind of came out a little bit, and then Sean just kind of lobbed it to the back corner, a nice shot, and went right where it was supposed to be for him.
Yep, defensively the Blue Demons have done everything coach could ask of them. I think they've done a really nice job cutting off passing angles. They've really done a great job shutting down the leading scorer for the Chargers, Cole Pierce-Baker. The only thing we didn't do is we didn't shut down that one break by Sean
Carney.
Give Sean and the Chargers credit on that one because that was a terrific shot, and it was a good opportunity for his teammates to get the ball up to him. So right now it looks like, you know, adjustments in the second half. Brad, you know, what do you think Coach Gravert might think about doing here to get things rolling in the second half to get Albia back on top?
I really don't know. Everything's kind of flowing pretty good. I don't know what I'd change too much. I mean, other than the fact of defensively, like you say, the guys are playing where they need to be. We're getting some shots. I think they're just going to have to need to start going in the net if we're going to win this game.
Yep, we keep rolling those substitutions in and out. The fresh legs are going to win this game. It seems like we've done a lot more substituting in the first half than what Sheraton did. So
we've had a lot of good combination passes today. I mean, compared to some other games, we've really our combinations are working pretty good.
Absolutely, I think so too. At that, we're going to send it back to Scott a couple minutes before kickoff here in the second half. We're going to send it back to the studio for Scott. And once again, you're listening to Soccer on Thunder Country, KIIC 96.7.
Do you remember these? Cracker Jack Price, stars in your eyes, as daddy for the keys.
These were the times when you could walk into a car dealership and it was family-owned and you were treated like family because that's the way it was. You were sold what fit your needs, nothing more, nothing less, because that's the way it was. You can still get that family-owned treatment from Dewey Motor Company, family-owned since 1952.
Dewey, remember these.
Unusual thirst, frequent urination, extreme hunger, unusual weight loss, frequent infections, numb or tingling hands or feet, cuts that won't heal. If you or someone you love is experiencing any of these symptoms, it might be diabetes, and Monroe County Hospital Medical Clinic can help. 7 million people in the U.S. have diabetes and don't even know it. Simple changes in diet and exercise can help you prevent or manage it. Call Monroe County Hospital Medical Clinic today or visit mchalbia.com/diabetes to make an appointment online or learn more.
We want to remind our community, Dr. Adler and his staff are here to serve all your eye care needs. Whether it's routine eye exams, glasses, and contact lenses, medical needs such as glaucoma, diabetic, and macular degeneration care, or emergency care like foreign body removal, we're here to serve our community needs. Give Melanie or Neva a call today at 641-932-7000. 7614.
Are you spending as much at the grocery store on Fluffy the Cat and Bowser your Bulldog as on yourself? You need to come out to Quality Ag Service, just 1 mile west of town on the new Old Highway 34. Sign up for the Baker's Dozen. Buying pet food in bulk size packaging will save you money, and for every 12 bags you buy, you get the 13th free. We carry a full line of dog and cat food, as well as Nutrina horse feed, rabbit feed, bird feed, and bagged corn. You'll save money, and your pets will be eating nutritious, high-quality food. You'll all be happy.
Turn it up.
This is Albia High School Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
Brad, the opening kick for the second half just got underway here. Sheraton Chargers making a push on the net here early on. Christensen with a nice pass into the middle of the field, defended beautifully by Tanner Kellogg.
We're back. There we kind of cleared it out to the middle a little bit.
Did a nice job with
McCarty
that.
McCarty over to Caleb Grays. Gets a start here in the second half. Up to McCarty. Back over to Gray.
Caleb did a nice job pressuring that ball. Sheraton, you know, it's off of Caleb at the end, but Caleb did a nice job pressuring the ball to try and come back with possession.
Is that going to be loud?
While we're away, Gray had a nice run for the Blue Demons. Got an opportunity to come upfield, but Sheraton defender came away and with a nice play defensively to turn the Demons away from a good opportunity at the net, Brad.
Yeah, that was a pretty good run. Now we're kicking around the midfield a little bit, ball going back and forth. Sheraton gets the ball, kicks it deep.
They played a run into the right hand, not far right corner for Sean Carney. Unfortunately for the Chargers, it was into the same zone that Shadow Leshen is tasked with playing defense in.
And Tyler Solinger was able to mark up on Sean, and then Tyler Solinger was able just to kick it out of bounds harmlessly. Chargers with the throw in now.
My opinion didn't look like a good throw in from here, but the assistant referee, the AR on the far side of the field, said play on, so apparently it was good enough.
See the camera going off out there.
Pierce Baker loose in the net. Oh, and there's one. The Chargers put one in the net, gives it a 2-0 lead with 36:52 left in the game. We're going to send it back to the studio for a quick timeout while the game resets. Second goal of the game with 36:52 left in the game. Cole Piercebaker with his 10th goal on the season gives the Chargers a 2-0 lead. That really puts the pressure on the Blue Demon offense right now, Brad.
Yes, they're going to have to really kind of manufacture some goals here pretty quick. It'd be nice to get something kind of quick here and take a little of the pressure off and to just kind of get a little confidence going again for them.
Well, from that last play perspective, from me having been around the game just a little bit in my lifetime, I realize that the longer that ball stays loose on the ground in front of the net, the worse chances you are defensively to get it cleared out. And Cole Piercebaker had great presence of mind to give a little soft tap to one direction to clear space and went shot with a shot right around three Blue Demon defenders.
Yeah, nobody kind of wanted to take ownership maybe of that play is maybe part of the problem, but
there's a ball that gets through Cody Wynn with a what turns out to be a shot on goal. I think it was meant to be a pass, but it turns out to be a shot on goal. And Sheraton goalie picks it up nicely. There's another run by the Chargers,
nice
cleared out
by
Solinger.
Tyler Solinger.
Great header to clear the ball.
Cleared that out, and then Cody Wynn kicks it out of bounds. Be Sheraton throw in over on the north side.
Looks like now Sheraton's not in a big rush to bring Pierce Baker up to the front of the offensive set. It's almost like they're saying, we're not going to let this 2-0 lead, which Coach Gravert, I know, has a philosophy, and I do too. A 2-0 lead is sometimes the most scary lead and most dangerous lead in the game of soccer because you get a little more complacent as a team when you're up 2. And the team that's down 2 starts to press an awful lot harder.
Gravert was able to handle that kick. Throws the ball up to Anthony Tuttle. Tuttle drops back to Tanner Kellogg. Kellogg kicks it up the right side.
Christensen clears it out for the Chargers and then makes a nice play, nice attempt to save the ball, but it still rolls over the touchline for a throw-in for the Blue Demons. TK is going to take the throw here. And let's watch Ethan Gray. He may make a run. They just split wide open, and unfortunately they threw the ball to him rather than lead him on towards the net. The Blue Demons had an opportunity there where Gray could have possibly split the defenders and taken
a
quick
nice
charge
little
at the net. Caleb Gray with a nice ball up into the 18-yard box to Jordan Krall, but the Sheraton keeper comes out and makes a nice play on it. Pierce Baker with a good deflection, but right to Solinger. Oh, there's one. I was holding my breath. Sorry for the moment of silence there, Brad, but I was holding my breath hoping that Jordan Krall was onside, but unfortunately the AR thought the same thing I did.
He's about a half step or step over.
Yep. He thought he came back quick enough, but he did not. He did not reset his position after the at the point of the kick.
So yeah, it was a quick counter by Albia. Sheraton kicked it up, and then we kicked it right back, and Jordan just got caught on the wrong side of the line.
Pierce Baker taking the free kick off of the offside call into the far right corner for Carney. Actually, not Carney. Carney was on the inside that trip.
Yeah, that would have been number 5, I think. It'd be Moshbach.
Moshbach. We have Bobby Belzer checking into the lineup, it appears, for the Blue Demons, as well as
Colton Dorfinghaus coming in for Ethan.
Colton replaces Ethan Gray, making it a little easier on me to keep the Gray boys straight. One's on the sideline now.
Ethan's over there trying to stretch out. He has a groin pull this year a little bit.
You know, the Blue Demons must have Datweiler out with track tonight.
I think there must be a track meet. I'm not sure where Ethan's at tonight.
Ethan would make a big difference in the middle of the field for us. He's all energy. He never stops, nonstop activity. But we also are missing Mason Cox. And appears that Mason, let's...
got an elbow to the nose and had a bloody nose, and I think he suffered a mild concussion or something is what I heard, and be out for a week or...
Yes, let's hope everything's good with Mason and he can come back and be healthy and be a pivotal part of the team again, because he sure played a pivotal role in the win Tuesday night, obviously making the penalty kick in the shootout to win the game. There's a ball to Tanner Kellogg, plays it off to the side, corralled by Ben Moret. Shot. Moret did a nice job setting that up for Chase and Blue, and Blue sent one over the top left corner of the net, out of play for a goal kick for the Blue Demons. The game right now for the Blue Demons just seems a little bit lethargic, a little slower than what we normally play.
Yeah, that second goal took a little wind out of them. They kind of shocked them a little bit there, and now they need to, if we just get a breakthrough here, it's kind of what we need.
Yep,
a lot of emotion is... play with young players.
Here it is. Right here's the opportunity. Shadow Leshen on the left side off of a goal kick by Solinger. Good defense.
Something happened there. Elbig gets called for a penalty.
They called Jordan Krall for stepping over top of the defender as the defender stuck his foot, not making a play on the ball from my perspective, but it looked like a good clean play. It looked like
the referee
Jordan
should have had a good position on that. I'm not sure if he thought Jordan pushed him down or what was going on.
I didn't believe the AR made any signal at all on that, so that was all the center official's call.
He had the angle.
He definitely had a better shot at it than I did. Bobby Belzer with a nice play at the center of the field, challenging Ace of St. Lawrence. Plays the ball into Solinger, who plays it off his chest and then clears it up to midfield for Leshen. Leshen can't quite get to it before it goes off the touchline. Be a throw-in for the Charger. Throw-in for the Blue Demons.
Something must have been a ricochet or something, or a little glance or something there off a body that we didn't see from here.
I didn't see a deflection.
It was on the north side, and we're on the south side, so.
Sure looked like it was Tyler Solinger that kicked it to me.
Yeah.
Okay, so we've got another throw-in for the Blue Demons.
Maybe that was a makeup call for the...
It could be, because I still am running that play in my
head. Albia gets a free kick down at the 18, just on the side of the box.
Plays down the center for Caleb Gray, and it's headed out by the Sheraton defender.
Cody Wynn with a launched that a little high.
Looks as though Ben Moret had the nice header defensively for the Sheraton Chargers, and then Cody Wynn just a little high on that shot. So here we are. We're going to send it back to the studio with 30 and a half left in the game with the Sheraton Chargers leading the Blue Demons 2-0 here in the second half. We'll be back shortly.
Have the holes in your driveway got you lost in a bottomless pit? Well, now is the time to schedule rock for your driveway. Call Michael Lathrop at 777-3774, and he can get you back on level ground. No job is too big or too small for Lathrop Construction, so for all of your rock needs, give him a call. Call Dean, Michael, or Natalie Lathrop today, 777-3774.
Live internet streaming available at KIICradio.com.
While we're away, we had a nice run by Colton Dorpinghouse, and the Blue Demon offense took it into the deep right-hand corner of the offensive end of the field, only to be turned away by Christensen and that stout Charger defense tonight, Brad.
Yeah, the Chargers have really come to play some defense today. They've kept their bodies between the ball and the goal.
Nice play by Gabe Gravert.
Uh-oh, we're not out of it yet. A little pushing and shoving down there. Gravert came out, lost control of the ball. A little bit of wrestling down there in the box, and finally the ball's cleared out to midfield.
I will say this.
There might be a pen. No,
yep,
let
no
him
call
play.
On that either.
Let him play.
Eric Lopez, the center official, is letting us play. My opinion on that one, Tyler Solinger got away with one because that one looked like just inside of the 18-yard penalty area. Looked like Tyler did a nice clear off of the ball.
And, yeah.
And I'm glad he did, don't get me wrong, because it was the right play to do just to create a little space so he could get to the ball. But I really thought Eric Lopez was going to grab that whistle and make that call. And that could have been a death blow to the Blue Demons.
Yes, it's been a good game. We have not had any cards yet today. I don't want to jinx us or nothing, but no cards have been issued.
No, and it's been a good,
either
clean
way.
Game. It's been, been a little bit physical, but it's been a nice, clean game. Good ball from Anthony Tuttle up towards Colton Dorpinghouse, cleared out by Matt Schultz in the Sheraton defense this trip. The Blue Demons need to get a little more aggressive, a little more action going on the ball when we have possession.
Going to be an Albia throw-in. Caleb is stepping out. Brother Ethan coming in.
Gray for Gray on that one. We've got Tanner Kellogg taking the throw. Let's see some movement by the Blue Demon offense. A lot of standing, waiting for the ball to come to rather than creating that passing angle.
There's a
Nice give and go from Colton Dorpinghouse back to Tanner Kellogg, and then unfortunately it's
just a missed touch there, went out of bounds.
Yep. Those touches are so critical. When you get an opportunity to make a play, you've got to go after it.
That should be Albia throw in.
The thing to watch here, Brad, is the leading scorer for the Sheraton Chargers. Look where he's standing right now. He's standing back with the defensive line. Right now, Sheraton's thinking, my front's doing a good enough job.
Yeah.
We've got a 2-0 lead. We're going to pull back another guy who's really terrific athletically.
Handler, yeah.
He's a good ball handler.
All around.
He's going to take care of things back there with that sweeper in the Sheraton defense.
So the midfield's where the battle's going to be, and hopefully we'll get some counters and things like this. That'll help us. There's
absolutely
a penalty.
There's a call. We got a call on, I want to say that was Mike Mossback from Sheraton. We got to call a little bit of pushing against Ethan Gray on that trip, and now we Blue Demons have a free kick.
Hopefully we'll take a little advantage here. It's about
6-7 yards past midfield, so it's not one where you're going to get one directly in the net. Typically, you do have guys like Jason Krall over the years, and Matt Johnson, some of those boys, Alex Mason, that can put them in from there. But typically, you don't want your guy to take a shot from here. You want your offensive front line to do just what the Blue Demons are right here. Well coached situation by the Blue Demons. Jordan Krall, Colton Dorpinghouse, Anthony Tuttle, Andy Henderson.
There's a nice ball.
Nice ball right into the box. And it was perfectly, it was a well-played ball. The Sheraton keeper read it nicely, though, and beat Jordan Krall to the ball. And boy, if there's a misplay on that ball at all, Shadow Leshen and Jordan Krall, Ethan Gray, were all right there.
Collapsing right on that goal.
Absolutely. So it was a great play, good setup. Just didn't quite happen the way
Albia got called with a little bit of push there. Sheraton gets the ball just about 10 yards in from the half.
Here we've got one where Cole Piercebaker is going to take this free kick from about 40 yards out, and this is what I was thinking. He was trying to hook one into the top corner of the net. He went wide and right, and I'm going to guess he's a place kicker on the football team.
He probably could be. I don't know.
That one was high and deep. There's no doubt about it. Good thought, because, again, if it hits a crossbar, if it comes off of the keeper's hands, then you've got your guys collapsing and going real hard after the ball. So.
Now, time is not our friend here, is it, Steve? We've got 25 minutes, a little over 25 minutes left in this last half, and Albia's down by two. We need to get something going pretty quick.
Yeah, the midfield stripe has to be won every trip now. I mean, this is one where the critical state of the game is now, and the Blue Demons have to win that midfield battle every possession, or within reason, I should say, every possession, because you're not going to win 100% of them, but... Bobby Belzer with great action there against the Sheraton offensive player makes the play to push it out of bounds. It's a good touch kick by Austin Berlin from Sheraton. They play the ball into the middle of the field. Tanner Kellogg with a nice touch,
with
carrying the ball out towards midfield, gets it up to Jordan Krall. Now we've got a 4-on-5 situation where the Blue Demons have pretty decent numbers in soccer language here. Jordan unfortunately plays the ball out to the left side, and it goes out of play. Ball is won. Loose ball is won by Bobby Belzer.
Bobby steals it.
Then we get Andy Henderson, plays it upfield, and Sean Carney now also, I believe, if that's Sean back there, is playing defense for the Chargers. Got a throw in for the Blue Demons. Cody Wynn makes his way to the sideline. Trying to create something here. Look at Sheraton. They have 9 players in the box playing defense against us. Nice throw by Wynn, finding Jordan Krall, taken away by Sheraton, by Sean Carney, and then comes right back with Bobby Belzer, who plays one nicely into the box, just about a step long for Ethan Gray. That was a really nice
offsides. I think Ethan was off or something. Somebody was.
The AR did. He's blocked by my friend, the center post, in this broadcast booth here. I couldn't see the call from the AR. But they called him. He must have been about a half a step offsides, because that was a real nice lead pass. Played up nicely by Sheraton. Solinger heads it into the middle of the field. Played to Jordan Krall, over it into the right corner for Dorpinghaus. Dorpinghaus in a foot race. Plays it nicely.
Throw
good,
in.
Excellent play by Colton Dorpinghaus, the freshman. Good presence of mind to stick his foot out and tap it off of the Sheraton defender to get a throw in for the Blue Demons. Tuttle plays it up to Jordan Krall.
All right,
we
get a free kick about
taken out.
Just outside the 18 up in the corner here.
We've got a... We've got to stop at the clock time here. We're getting a yellow card issued to Matt Schultz. During this time, we've got a break in the action. We'll send it right back to Scott at the studio for a brief timeout.
The story you're about to hear is true. Only the names have been changed to protect the innocent. It was last Tuesday, hot, steamy afternoon. We got a call to the west end of Oskaloosa. Scene of the crime? Modern floor covering. My partner had just driven over my big toe. My name, Sergeant Friday. Partner, investigating the claim by Mr. Fuddle, who discovered the modern floor was offering free stuff. That's right, you do get free pad on all in-stock residential carpet and free foam underlayment with any in-stock laminate purchase. Incredible. They are the largest floor covering store in South Central Iowa. Modern floor covering. Just the facts.
This is Albia High School Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
While we were away, the yellow card was issued by center official Eric Lopez on Sheraton's number 4, Matt Schultz, and it was a good aggressive play. It was one where he didn't have much opportunity to play the ball. He actually played the player, and that's why the official made the call on the yellow card. What he gets for that yellow card, Brad, is 10 minutes on the sideline.
Yeah, a little bit of siesta time over there.
He gets to come back with some fresh legs. We've seen that a few times in our days of soccer. Oh, my heavens. That is the Blue Demons with a goal. That was off of a free kick from Cody Wynn to Jordan Krall's head, I believe. We're going to have to wait and see where the celebration goes, but I believe that's Jordan Krall. We're going to go ahead and take the opportunity to, as this break in the action, we're going to send it right back to Scott for some more words from our valuable sponsors. The Blue Demons just cut the lead 2-1 with 23 minutes left in the contest.
Are you thinking of having an auction? Reed Auction Company can help you with real estate, farm machinery, construction equipment, fundraisers, benefits, commercial liquidation, or an estate auction. Give the team of auctioneers at Reed Auction Company of Elbia and Atumwa a call at 777-8348 for Ryan Reed or Mark Bettis at 799-1854. They will treat you with honesty, integrity, and professionalism. That's Reed Auction Company.
Live internet streaming available at KIICradio.com.
Welcome back to the contest tonight at the Albie Soccer Complex. The Blue Demons just come off of a goal, a great assist from Cody Wynn off of the free kick, right placed very nicely to the left side of the net onto the head of Jordan Krall. I believe there are two or three Albie players there. It's hard to tell, but based on the reaction,
it looked like the way they're shaking hands that Jordan got the most shake, so I'd imagine he's the one who got the goal. At least that's how we're going to score it up here, and that it's official. But
that cuts the lead to 2-1 with inside of 22 minutes, just right at 22 minutes left in the contest. And that is Jordan Krall's third goal of the season by my calculations. Blue Demons are playing it up off of a corner or off of a goal kick. I'm sorry. Sheraton's defender plays it nicely over the end line if you're a Blue Demon fan, giving the Blue Demons a corner kick. Let's see who comes up and takes his corner for the Blue Demons. Looks to be Ethan Gray. Now let's watch the placement of Jordan Krall, because the tall guy in the box always gets the most attention. Watch out for Shadow Leshen on the backside, folks. I'm sorry, Colton Dorpinghouse on the backside. Shadow Leshen is
nice ball. Oh, just off wide.
Again, just wide right. Shadow Leshen was on the front side of the box, not the deep side.
That ball dropped right down and just got the little off of a ricochet that went just a little bit wide.
Good opportunity for the Blue Demons there. Anytime you have an opportunity on a corner kick, you've got to take advantage, and the Blue Demons did everything except score the goal on that one. We've got Sheraton getting ready to take a goal kick. Their goalkeeper is going to be Kellen Kernut, I believe. Oh, now we've got
there's a missed kick.
Wayne Blue took the goal kick, and it might come back to haunt them because it's a short kick.
Okay, I'll be throw in here. Looks like a quick throw, hopefully.
Yep, played off of Caleb Olson's shin. Tuttle with the throw in. Oh, that was a good lead pass from Cody Wynn up to Jordan Krall. Just got past Jordan's foot. Now we've got the Sheraton Chargers doing everything they can to bring the ball back up into the offensive half of the field. Chasing Blue with a nice opportunity up front.
Oh, there was a little bit of pushing and shoving.
Little,
I don't know.
A little contact. I was holding my breath because the center official was pointing to the what appeared to be the PK stripe, but he was pointing to the goal box to give us a goal kick. There was a lot of contact in the box, but not enough to warrant a penalty kick. Probably a good no call on the part of Eric Lopez here.
Although the retaliation hit's usually one that gets caught, and that would have went our way. So
Absolutely. So Jason Blue was down in the box, but not a call. Goal kick comes out. Now we've got
Jordan Krall was able to steal the ball, kicked away just enough, and went over to
Lane Blue with the play for the Chargers. That was a nice through ball from Ethan Gray, corralled by the goalkeeper for the Chargers prior to Colton Dorpinghouse getting a foot on it.
Okay,
nice
win.
Little touch. Oops. Pass from Jordan Krall.
Like
Dorpinghouse goes down on the moist grass. Krall plays it deep into the right corner, plays it across the net.
Way wide,
out of play. It'll be a goal kick coming out for the Chargers.
As they say, just a bit outside.
Absolutely. So here we are with 19 minutes, 15 seconds left in the contest. Sheraton with a goal kick, leading 2-1 here on Thunder Country KIIC's broadcast of Blue Demon and Sheraton Chargers soccer. Been a good match so far tonight.
Yeah, it's well contested. That goal came in the nick of time for Albia. Kind of, you can see a little bit of spring in their step, kind of helping us out a little bit. So,
yep, we got a lot more spring in the step right now compared to what we had to begin the second half. That second goal took a lot out of us. Handball called against the Blue Demons on that one. Played up field nicely by the Chargers, cleared out by Cody Wynn. Ball didn't make it clear to the sideline, so Caleb Olson for Sheraton had to come over and play it back towards the center of the field. Andy Henderson with nice play there by him to get the ball out to Shadow Lesh and plays it back to Belzer, who plays it up to Ethan Gray on the left wing.
Able
Gray
to keep
saves
it, down
it
the
from
line,
going out.
I think they called it out.
The AR's bringing
something
it back.
Happened.
Bringing it back, saying it must have just went out of play. That was a nice effort, nice play by Ethan to keep that ball inbounds and try to keep that ball inbounds and try to get a run at the net.
Looks like he was getting a little coaching from the Sheraton sideline there. I'm not sure what all was going on.
Well, that,
kind of a late call.
That does happen once in a while in a tight contest like that. Shadow Leshen with the ball now, making a run at the net, gets by one Sheraton defender, brings it into the left corner, around another Sheraton defender. Let's see where this call is going to go, because that was too tough for me to tell from this position, Brad, but it looks like we're giving a goal kick to the Chargers. Excellent run by Shadow Leshen. Would have been nice if he would have been able to
create. Could have got rid of it a little bit quicker, but this is his first year playing out there and just
learning
some of the ropes on what happens. And
absolutely. On that one, it's tough to get that left foot swung around and bring that ball from the left corner like he had to bring it back into play to the middle of the net, but
ball up.
Especially when you got somebody on you just like he did all the way to the touchline. There's a nice through ball to Jordan.
There we go.
Crawl.
Oh, just a little goalie really closed well on that and got his body down. Jordan had to lay off or he would have got a card.
Yep, just smothered the ball. Keeper smothered the ball just before Jordan got a full strike on the ball. So here we go. The Chargers are bringing it back the other direction. Andy Henderson challenge against Asa St. Lawrence. Gets the ball upfield to Caleb Olson. Olson strikes at the net. Gabe Gravert comes over, cuts it off on the left side off of a hop. Snuffs out another Sheraton Charger attempt at a goal.
Might nice get a bounce here.
Nice hit from,
there we go.
From Gabe Gravert all the way to Jordan Kroll.
Oh, should have went a couple more steps.
Jordan Kroll makes a strike on the ball at the 18-yard mark. Unfortunately, he was alone, and he probably could feel that pressure from the defenders coming, but they were with him, but he was alone enough where he could have taken one more touch on the ball.
Yeah, another good tap to get set would have been good. But
I think that Sheraton goalie is probably happy that he took that shot when he did.
Yeah. The ball was kind of bounding and bouncing, so it was hard to get a good foot on it from there, just the way the ball was being played.
Shadow Leshen with a great header off of the goal kick from Sheraton, puts it up to Ethan Gray, who
saves
it from
going out,
play.
But Sheraton was able to control it and kick it out of bounds.
Sheraton kicks it over the touchline on the far side of the field.
16 minutes left.
Be a throw-in for the Blue Demons, looked like.
In regulation.
Nice clear out by Sheraton here. Caleb Gray battling for the ball in the middle of the field. Now he's got great pursuit coming back after it. Sheraton plays the ball up into the left corner, but it rolls over the touchline for a throw-in for the Blue Demons. TK takes the
nice
throw
gets in, right? Let him
great
well.
Lead throw. Awesome lead throw on the
That's what we need to see happen a little more often. Them throws, it's not like basketball. You don't throw it to them. You throw it to space and where they're going to be.
Absolutely. You create the opportunity to cut through that passing lane and that gap in the defender. Nice throw in again from TK right to Caleb Gray, who's playing with a man on him tight. He plays it back to Cody Wynn, who, unfortunately, yet another tough bounce for the Blue Demons. A great pass up to the front line, hits Eric Lopez, the center official, and comes right back to a Sierra.
Now he was forced to kick it out of the back line, unfortunately.
Goal kick coming, or excuse me, corner kick
corner
coming
kick.
Up for the Sheraton Chargers here with just right at 15 minutes to go in the game.
Northwest corner.
Looks like Asa St. Lawrence is coming over. A sophomore is going to take this corner kick for the Sheraton Chargers.
We have Cody Wynn by the near post, kind of blocking there a little bit. Gabe's over on the far post. Several Abbey defenders are filling the box.
Nice play coming out. Caleb Gray with a deflection. Comes right back to Cole Piercebaker, who plays the ball up into the far right corner. It kind of looked like that was a tweener. Looked like he was trying to decide between going to the far post with a shot or trying to go to the outside wing for a pass. Here come the Blue Demons with a goal kick coming out from their own defensive end. Solinger with a nice kick gets it over the midfield stripe. Headed nicely by Sheraton on that play. Jordan Crawl comes back making an attempt on it.
There we go. Kicked over by McCarty over to Anthony Tuttle. Hopefully we'll get something off here. Oh, just a bad touch back into the defender.
Those missed touches every once in a while have a tendency to change the emotion of the play. I mean, it went from a great opportunity for the Blue Demons to a terrific run back the other direction for the Sheraton Chargers. Great header out of there by Chase McDonald. It looks like came from nowhere.
Some reason
that might have been Lane Blue as he turns around and I can get a better look on his number. Here come the Blue Demons with an opportunity. There was a lot of confusion in the box there, and that ball took a funny hop. It looked like it deflected off of a hand to no avail for the Blue Demons, though no call.
13:20 left in regulation. McCarty now has a different number. I don't know if he had something on his shirt, some blood or something.
I think he must have had some blood because I was a little confused when number four came on the field. It was Cody McCarty.
Didn't look like Laura Etcher to me.
No, didn't either. Didn't to me either.
Not even
Although
a resemblance.
I'll be sure and tell Cody it did.
Yeah.
That'll be my story with him. All right, we've got a throw in for the Blue Demons.
Taken by Cody Wynn.
Cody Wynn with a nice throw. Trying to get it to Shadow Lesh, and unfortunately defended very nicely by the Sheraton defender. So we've got Cody taking this throw, and again, Cody McCarty making his way to the center of the field. Makes you wonder if we're trying to get something set up that way. Shadow Lesh with a good header over to Ethan Gray. Good challenge by Gray. Great defense. 3-1 on that one comes away, and Ethan Gray still comes out of it with the ball. Shadow Lesh with a shot. Ends up in the keeper's hands after the shot. Sheraton's goalie made a nice play stopping Shadow Leshen's run at the net. Comes back out. Cody Wynn heads it off the side of the head into the sideline for a throw-in for the Sheraton Chargers.
Must be a little sprinkling here. People are kind of scrambling for their umbrellas right now.
People are running for the high ground, aren't they?
One of the few benefits of being able to be up here in the booth running. I'm doing the clock, well as the radio, and sometimes the announcing here tonight.
That post
the announcer had to leave.
Bad now.
Yeah.
All right, so Sheraton makes a run stuffed by Gabe Gravert. There's a header, goes backwards right to Jordan Krall, and unfortunately another unlucky bounce that took a hop off the grass that came off of the side of Jordan's foot.
Albie gets the advantage.
Cleared out by McCarty.
Throw in.
Or cleared out by Sheraton, throw in by McCarty here. McCarty throws it back to Cody Wynn, who plays it back up to Tuttle, who nice soft touch pass to McCarty, throws gets it to the right, or excuse me, the left side to Ethan Gray. Knocked out of play by Sheraton for a throw-in for the Blue Demons. Gray throws it in back to Gray.
His brother.
Caleb with it up to Shadow Leshen. So this is the control game that I like to see. It makes the defense work hard. They'll have a letdown eventually. They'll miss a step somewhere. Nice play by Cody Wynn to win back possession. Again, a good challenge. Cleared out by Sheraton up to Bobby Belzer. Belzer brings it back up. Deflected. Nice job sticking a foot out to get a deflection by the Sheraton defender.
Hasn't rained too much yet, but footing may come into play here a little bit.
Absolutely.
Grass is already probably a little slick due to the rain we had today.
Ace of St. Lawrence plays it up to Chasen Blue. Chasen Blue gets taken down by Anthony Tuttle. Good challenge. Somewhat clean play. It wasn't a flagrant or a dirty play.
No.
It was just one where contact made the difference, and we got a call. Free kick. Pierce Baker's going to take it from just on the near sideline here. And he puts a tremendous hook on that ball. Oh, that was a great shot by Cole Pierce Baker that went just wide right. Gabe Graber gave everything he had to get to it, and fortunately he didn't have enough because that meant it was just outside of the net.
Got a Sheraton substitution now.
Gravert's moving the ball to the other side of the goal box for Solinger to take that kick. Solinger plays it up. Beautiful kick. Plays it right into Jordan Krall, who heads it backwards towards the offensive net for the Blue Demons. Cleared out by Lane Blue for the Sheraton defense. Throw in by McCarty this trip.
Plan here.
Gets it to Cody Wynn. Again, that's one that...
Mistouch there.
Bad hop. Bad hop for the Blue Demons there. Ball goes out of play. Be a throw-in for the Chargers.
Down under 10 minutes now, 9 minutes and 34 seconds left
Matt
in regulation.
Matt Schultz with the throw for the Chargers. Throws it in, defended nicely by Tuttle. Ace of St. Lawrence with a touch pass to Cole Piercebaker.
Bobby Belzer closed nice on that ball, was able to cut it off. It would have slipped through, might have been a little bit of trouble for
Piercebaker had a great lead pass going to Sean Carney. Fortunately, Belzer did step into that passing lane and run it back the other direction. Ball goes clear up to the other end with Shadow Leshen on the far left corner of the field on the offensive third, and Sheraton has to deflect the ball out of play to give the Blue Demons a throw-in. Here's our throw back to McCarty. McCarty's going to center it up in the box. Goes just a little bit long, intended for Tuttle, I believe, is the player that he was looking for. Defended pretty well that time by Sheraton, though. There wasn't a great passing angle, but McCarty thought he had an opportunity to squeeze one in there.
Anytime you can kind of get one up in that area, if there's an opening, a lane, it's worth taking a little bit of a shot.
8.5 left in this contest. Sheraton leads the Blue Demons 2-1 on a goal by Cole Piercebaker late in midway through the second half here. The Blue Demons tied it up, or got it within one at 2-1 on the goal by Jordan Krall.
There we go.
Belzer with a great run through traffic. Leads a pass up to Shadow Leshen, who's fighting against the Sheridan defender. Shot on goal just high.
Gonna be
Blue Demons
kick.
With another good opportunity. And that's one where the defense was there. The shot was good.
Yeah.
It was everything he needed to do, Brad. He just had to put it too high to get around that defender that was in front of him. But it was a great run by the Blue Demons. A
lot of traffic there. Worked out.
That's the kind of excitement we need, though. We need these guys to get that sense of that
getting
little
those
rush
runs,
of getting towards the net. There's a goal kick comes out. McCarty heads it to Krall, who crawls it backward. Krall heads it backwards to Schultz, who plays it.
Albie gets the throw in.
I was going to say, Jordan and I both must have the same look on our face because I was confused when the AR's flag went towards Sheraton. But the great thing is the AR corrected it, and the ball clearly went off the Sheraton defender last.
Looks like the umbrellas are coming back in.
Cody Wynn with a nice throw up to Jordan Krall. Jordan Krall centers it on the net. Just past
missed.
The stretched out leg of Ethan Gray. It was a great opportunity. Good ball by Krall. Great presence, great field position by Gray to try and get that shot. Ball's cleared down by Sheraton. It's back in our defensive half now. Belzer brings it back upfield. Piercebaker controls it at midfield. Stolen away by Caleb Gray, who takes it around Piercebaker. Sheraton now giving pursuit as Anthony Tuttle brings the ball upfield. Out of play, though, off of the Blue Demons. Last would be a throw-in for the Chargers.
Down to 6 minutes and 48 seconds in regulation. Now be down 2-1. Need a quick goal here to get her tied up.
Matt Schultz will take the throw for the Chargers. Good throw just over the head of Piercebaker. Jordan Krall wins that battle, gets it upfield. Sheraton now giving a good strong push up front. Carney with it in the right wing. Bobby Belzer with great defensive presence that time.
Yes, Bobby just really steps up.
He's going to go the other way.
He's going to get called there, but I think the other guy just tripped on his own feet and Bobby went over the top. But
I thought the slick field kind of got the best of him on that one, but Bobby did have a little bump with him at the same time. So call against Belzer. Be a free kick for Sheraton about 30 yards away from the net. Piercebaker puts it up, puts a hook on it. Misplay, a bobble by Gravert. Sheraton comes away with the goal, and I'm not sure who got it. It looks as though it's Chasen Blue, the sophomore from Sheraton, put that one in the back of the net. It's just one of those situations where a bobble costs the Blue Demons, making the score 3-1 in favor of Sheraton with 5:58 left in the game. We're going to send it back to the studio for a quick timeout.
Reed Excavation Company has the equipment and experience for all your needs, whether you're clearing a pasture of scrub trees and brush or dredging out a pond. Reed Excavating Company can dig your basement footings for your new home or addition, and when you're all done, they can grade your landscaping for your seeding. They can clean up that area of your property that has collected the debris of many years. They can haul up to 18 tons at a time. So call Reed Excavation Company at 641-777-2718.
This is Albia High School Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
Chasen Blue puts in the loose ball in front of the Blue Demon net to give the Chargers a 3-1 lead heading into the final 5 minutes of the contest. Gabe Gravert clears the ball out nicely on that one, headed by Mike Mosbach from Sheraton, bringing it back. Shadow Leshen giving chase. Now we've got McCarty chasing down the ball. He wins that battle, and now we've got a breakaway opportunity for the Blue Demons. The pass was a little long for Ethan Gray. Sheraton goalie comes out and makes a great play on the ball. He basically said, there's not going to be a mishandle on my end. He went down and smothered that ball to make sure it wasn't going anywhere.
Gobbled it right up.
Sheraton now with possession in the offensive third of the field for them. Plays it to the left side, looking for Asa St. Lawrence, another sophomore for the Chargers.
Pretty nice combination play there by Sheraton. They had
Absolutely. Austin Berlin with the got a touch pass that he was trying to go to the left wing, and it just went a little bit long. But
Abby's kind of spread out there a little bit and had some lanes. If they would have got that pass off, they might have been able to do another attack.
Absolutely.
On us there.
Great-looking play from Sheraton at that point, just one of those where the final outcome wasn't quite what they wanted. Ball's played up by Solinger. He gets some good boots on that ball when he does those goal kicks. Ethan Gray plays it back Austin Berlin plays it up towards Sean Carney to the front. Belzer, Carney gets around Belzer. Solinger steps in front of the shot before it even gets close to the net. Great play by Solinger to snuff that one out. Piercebaker with control. Plays it to the right wing. Played out of bounds by Cody Wynn, I believe, for the Blue Demons. Be a throw in for the Chargers about 6 yards off the end line. See where they go with this, because Cole Piercebaker has made his way. He's not an offensive threat at this point in time, but you never know when they may come with a back pass. But Ethan Gray's got him cut off from that coming. Looks as though Blue Demons come out of it. Piercebaker deflects it. Gets by one Sheraton defender. Shadow Leshen giving chase and couldn't quite get back to it before Sheraton clears it out of bounds.
Going to be Abia throw in. Got a substitution for Abia.
Looks like we've got McCarty coming up to get a throw on the ball. We've got the offense setting up. We've got Anthony Tuttle, Jordan Crawl, Shadow Leshen, and Colton Dorpinghouse coming forward to try and get an attack on the net. The Blue Demons need one now, Brad, to get back
into
the same.
Yes, we need to get a quick thread here. 2 minutes and 50 seconds left. It's getting got a free kick here, looks like. I thought it was a throw-in, but it's a free kick.
Me too. Must have been a foul call on that play. No card issued.
We've got a little pressure up here in the box.
Good play into the middle of the field. Cole Piercebaker.
Caleb Gray tried to make a head on it. Got pushed away. Jordan fighting. Got a kickoff.
There's one where we had nobody challenge the ball after the play. The goalie from Sheraton dropped the ball back down in front of his feet. Not a huge threat on that bobble, but at the same time, you'd like to add some pressure up there.
Yeah, had somebody right up his face. Would have been good.
Then that next time around, he'd really think about dropping that ball. Cole Piercebaker now is filling the role as a sweeper. He's come back. It's reminiscent to some games I remember for the Albie squad where once you get that lead, you just suck back a couple of your best athletes.
I know Derek used to drop back a lot last year and after we got a few goals and...
Yep.
Was the enforcer back there, just made sure they didn't. And Brady, too.
Brady Anderson did that. Derek Rockwell did it. And, you know, of course, we always had that the ever-present Alex Mason in the back line to enforce things. So here we go. We're inside of 2 minutes now, minute and a half left in this ball game. Blue Demons have got to make a quick push for the last two to try and tie this game and send it into an overtime situation. Throw inbounds. Up to Ethan Gray.
There's getting something happen. He called time. There's somebody going to get a card.
Got a card on the Sheraton bench. It looks like Coach Piercebaker may have just received a yellow card for his activity on that sideline. He must not have been real pleased with the outcome of the call that was made prior to that. So we've got a minute 25 left. This game's winding down quickly, but the Blue Demons are getting a little bit... A little bit better offensive push here. Nice header off of Gray.
He went down.
Extends a little bit long. Goes over the end line. So the Blue Demons down by 2-3-1 with a minute 10 left in this contest. Sheraton with a goal kick right now. This is one where the midfield's got to step forward and pull that ball back in and get an offensive push. Try to get it at the feet of Ethan Gray or Jordan Crawl. Cleared out on the goal kick by Sheraton, played nicely by Cody Wynn. Blue Demons have a sub, bringing Cody McCarty out. And bringing Henderson back on the field. Blue Demons now, Cody Wynn back to Gray. Caleb Gray gets it up to brother Ethan. Ethan with a good step over, takes it into the corner. Got an opportunity to put it up on the net here. Nice decision. Plays it out in front of the net to Andy Henderson, who takes the shot, and it's smothered by Sheraton's goalkeeper.
That was a good idea. Well, I'm going to check out here for a minute, Steve. I could do my other job here. We're
at the final 15 seconds. Yep, Brad Gray, man of many hats tonight. He's got to call the end of the game here. We've got Solinger taking the throw in up to Crawl. Crawl plays it nicely off the chest, but right to the feet of Asa St. Lawrence. For Sheraton. Sheraton does what a lot of good teams will do, and they close the game out by clearing the ball out of play. Final score here tonight from the Albia Soccer Complex, Sheraton 3 and the Blue Demons 1. So the Sheraton Chargers come back with a bit of sweet revenge from their perspective to get the Blue Demons on their home turf after the Blue Demons took a 2-1 thriller at Sheraton.
come back out.
The scoring on the night was Cole Piersbaker, Sean Carney, and Jason Blue. Piersbaker got his 10th for the year. Jason Blue got his 4th, and Sean Carney got his 4th. For the Blue Demons, it was Jordan Krall with a header. Nice play off of a nice assist from Cody Wynn. So for the night, the Blue Demons don't come away with the victory. But, Brad, I think the Blue Demons have to be satisfied with how they played overall, but it's just we just got to figure out how to get that ball to go on the net to end the games.
Yeah, we just need to close the deal. We had a lot of good opportunities. I think they can look back at this and say, yeah, we had a very good chance of winning this game, but we've seen some good play by a lot of players tonight. I can't say that I've seen, you know, other than closing the deal, any weakness. I mean, we did a lot of things right tonight, and just the way the ball bounces, just like in any sport.
Absolutely. Sometimes those shots don't go in the net. It's just like anything else. Sometimes you hit the ball in baseball, sometimes you don't. Yeah. We're going to close things out here from the Albia Soccer Complex once again. The Albia Blue Demons fall at the hands of the Sheraton Chargers tonight, 3-1. Next broadcast will be Monday night. Brad, you in for Monday?
I'll be available, yep.
All right, Brad and I will be back. We'll do the get broadcast again Monday night. Hopefully you fans enjoy listening, and we thank everybody for listening, as well as Thunder Country KIIC 96.7. Thanks, and have a great night.
Avenue West in Oskaloosa is here to offer you some great deals on wheels with our own in-house financing and with low interest and terms that fit your budget, and all vehicles paid off in less than 2 years. That's right, less than 2 years. And all vehicles come with a 24-hour roadside assistance free of charge. And you may have your vehicle checked out by your own mechanic before you buy it. So stop in and see me, Jimmy, here at Summers Car Credit, Avenue West in Oskaloosa.
No one likes to think about death or plan for it, but making this important decision now allows time for consideration of all details with a clear mind. When the loss of a loved one comes unexpectedly, it puts a tremendous amount of stress and financial burden on the survivors. Begin planning your final arrangements.